Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Freedom is a feeling, and the best way to truly feel free is behind the wheel of a Jeep SUV. Find out what true freedom feels like at Jeep Freedom Days. And now, financing at $2,500 total cash allowance on the purchase of a 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokee WK Laredo 4x4. Don't miss this great offer. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Must take retail delivery by 5/31/22. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Dunkin' Refreshers are the perfect way to get a little more out of your day. With more tropical flavors like new mango pineapple and more ways to get glowing, available with green tea, coconut milk, or lemonade, you've got what you need to make the most out of every moment, even the ones spent stuck in traffic. What a beautiful day. Sip into all your favorite Dunkin' Refreshers like new mango pineapple. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Additional charges may apply.
Strap yourself in, because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Enjoy this presentation of the Jimmy Mac Healing Show.
Hey everybody, good evening. It's Jimmy Mac coming to you live with another transmission and download of the Jimmy Mac Healing Show. We're glad you're here tonight. We appreciate all the callers and the folks coming in off the URL network and the link. And we always try and mix it up for you. Got a little rain here tonight in Clearwater, Florida, and we needed it, so it's all good. What is it? April showers, spring May flowers, so we're too early for that. But it is a new moon. We're still in the heart of Mercury retrograde, so if you're experiencing all kinds of weird stuff, you can at least have a little something to blame it on, that's for sure. Been a lot of electrical things lately. My friend drove me to the chiropractor and her battery went dead. The computer of mine, one of the light bars went out, gosh, out of the blue. I thought I was panic stricken and just plugged it into different pieces, but it had somehow flipped the switch or a fuse, so there's a lot of that going on. It seems weirdly electrical. So if you're experiencing some lights flickering or some electrical issues or anything like that, interplanetary, all the other stuff going on. Gosh, it's a lot. It's nerve-wracking. So we'll release that tonight for everybody, too, for sure. If you're not already getting our newsletter, it's TGI Wednesday. It's every week. It comes out tomorrow. Just gives you the schedule, the shows, everything that we got going on, the lineups, filled with affirmations, audio and video, all kinds of cool things in there. You can find out more about that just go to jimmymackhealing.com and just put in your name and your email address. It's all free, kind of like tonight. This is us giving back, folks. It's all free for readings and healings, and that's why we're here. It's what we do, and a lot of cool stuff coming up, a lot of great shows coming up that I'm going to be on for others, and it includes Ian's show, and of course Darius and a few others, and there's some replays on some shows we just did, all free healings, so a lot of good stuff. We also have a Zoom event we'll be doing sometime in March, all about luck and lotto and money, so you're overdue for that. Look for that in the newsletter as well. Should be a cool event. So we appreciate everybody being here tonight, and we look forward to helping you in any way that we can. We're excited about tonight's special guest. I can just phone it in the last Tuesday of every month, as long as she's on the line. I love it. And it's Reverend Debbie Dean Spear. Hey, good evening. How are you tonight?
Wonderful.
Oh, good. Good, good. Is it raining by you?
Of course.
Yep.
Liquid
getting a little bit cooler, too. It's so odd. I know it's new moon. When's Mercury retrograde up? Like the first week in March, end of it or something?
The 16th.
16th. Oh, that's a long run. Oh, my gosh.
It is.
Oh, my
gosh.
Oh, well. It's a long run. Holy moly.
Long, long
have you experienced some of the same weird stuff, the electrical things and odd things going on?
Well, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well, that's good.
But I have had friends that have.
Yeah. Well, my mother would say you've been
dryers,
spared.
Cars, all those
yep.
things.
Yep. Oh, a lot yeah. of that going on. So weird. That's so funny. Hey, how do folks get a hold of you, honey, for other readings? I know it's church service, also Wings of Grace Spiritual Center on Facebook. What's your best email address and your phone number, though?
SpiritualDeb@gmail.com or 727-433-3896.
Awesome. Best way to go. Love it. Well, we'll grab some callers here tonight and mix things up. We'll let ladies go first, of course, for any readings, and I'll be glad to help out with any healings that come our way as well. So we'll jump right into it. 928 is our first caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, wow. My name is John, and I'm calling from Lake Havasu City, Arizona.
How are you nice. Tonight, John?
Oh, wonderful. Wow, I got goosebumps all over. This is incredible. I've just been I listened to you the other day, and you helped me, and I get to have Reverend Debbie. My little brother, I just got a call. My little brother is 6 years younger than me, and he's passing in that state of passing away this over the next few hours, I think, down in Phoenix, and he's had 15 years of cancer stuff, but going on. I saw him recently, but five hours away. Yeah, he just spoke. I just went in. He spoke at a youth group a couple of weeks ago. They wheeled him in his wheelchair and his oxygen and his swollen legs and everything, and he spoke about seeing angels, the angels that he sees out his window mowing his lawn and stuff like that. So, I mean, he's just an amazing young man. I always said he's doing great, but my sister just called. So I've had that on my mind, and I just wondering, you know, if my parents are both passed, and I just, I don't know, I'm just... Gary's is now getting ready to pass, and I guess that's what was on my mind right now. I don't know.
Wow.
I'm doing pretty darn good myself. And
so is he.
Yes.
He's doing better than us.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. He's, I mean, anytime you talk to him, you ask him how he's doing, he's saying, I'm doing great. So he's a very inspirational young man of about 65 years old.
Oh, but, God bless him.
Wow. So I don't know if you have something that just comes to your mind that for me, because or him, or I'm just in a I'm in a good space. And thanks to Jimmy the other day, man, with your my liquid fish, you read my kidney that I'd had removed stones 2 years ago. You read the pain as being muscle memory, and man, and what you did, it's the pain's gone now. It's just
love
nice.
That. That's fabulous.
Yeah, it's been a week or so now, and it's like, wow, you know. When you had me stand and face north and you pulled me forward and pushed me back, man, it was incredible. So I just know
love that.
I feel the magic with you guys. I feel the magic.
Well, good. Yeah. Well, we'll see what Debbie has to offer for your stuff, maybe the parents. Certainly it's a blessing to at least get to say goodbye to your brother, you know. Most folks we didn't get to say goodbye to. I didn't get to say goodbye to my brother. And drugs and alcohol, you know. And sometimes I feel like everybody's gone now. I almost feel lonely. I lost my father. I lost my mother a month ago. And I shouldn't even think of it as loss. I think they've been hanging out with me more lately than, you know, when they were around. So it's kind of funny. So
well, you know,
Debbie would tell you
so
that, too. You know, it's kind of amazing.
It is amazing. It's an incredible journey. We're just, and my father told me as a young child that there are beings all around us in other realms. So I've been taught that my whole life. So he was a person that people came to, and he just did for counseling all the time for free. He was just, he gave and gave and gave. I know that they're on the other side being, being right here with us, so in service.
Love that. Reverend Tiffany says, no goodbyes. See you soon.
That's for sure.
That's a good way of saying it, isn't it?
And what's funny is Spirit is showing me a tree of life. And they're saying that there's new insight and granted wishes. And they're showing me, Archangel Michael's here, and he's showing me a date tree, and I've never seen a date tree before. Kind of looks like a palm tree. And he's saying enlightenment is discovered through knowledge, and it's going to free you from doubt. And they're showing me good times, good fortune, now are being returned. And there's undermining influences that are destroying themselves by destroying their host. There is a situation that is bringing you new insight as your brother steps into his true self. And Spirit says, you have a thirst for knowledge, and that your answers, your questions, before you even ask them, are being answered. And they're showing mystic thoughts in your subconscious. I feel that you're very resourceful, and there's spiritual blessings that are being brought to you, not just your brother. And they want you to be more serious about meditating, being more dedicated. You feel really overloaded. And I feel this is a wonderful time right now. Time of destiny, and Spirit is bringing you new knowledge. They don't want you to beat yourself up. I feel that you're being pulled in two different directions as you're making decisions, and I think that's understandable. But they're showing family unity here, and there's a grandfather here in Spirit that is saying, family is family. Everyone is always there to support each other. And it's God's will, not your will. And
wow.
There's a lot of wonderful changes that are in store for you personally. As Spirit opens these new doors for you, and you're going to have a whole new vision of what's for your highest and best. And they're showing me Archangel Michael and Archangel Raziel, and they're saying for you to be content. And you're going to see new doorways that guide you on your journey. So God bless you.
Wow. You know, I've been feeling that in so many ways. Yesterday was 19 years sober for me.
God bless you.
I'm named after my grandfather who died in the 1918 influenza epidemic, so my 6 months before my father was born. So I'm John Everett West, my grandfather and my father, and we are, but I never knew him, but I don't know. There's a lot of feelings of all kinds of things going on right now. I feel, what you're saying just resonates so truly. I'm thankful for that. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
You're welcome. We appreciate you calling in, buddy. Keep us posted. We'll help you any way we can. Okay.
I love you.
Have a good night, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye for now.
Okay. Bye.
Awesome. See you soon, I should say. 828's our next caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello. 828, you're on live. And they're probably thinking, is that me? Yeah, it's you. I've heard of Reverend Debbie washing dishes before and sleeping and all kinds of stuff. I love it.
No, that's
828.
Sleep. That's you.
All right. 760 is next. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sharon. I'm calling from
Sharon.
Coast, California. How are you, Mr. Jimmy?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
Good. I just thought that I would just call on a whim. I really don't want to have any, say, reading from a dead person or
okay.
call one in. But I don't know if she just wants to read me or if there's any message for me.
Well, first of all, they're not dead. They're very alive because their souls live forever.
Yeah.
And I feel that there are decisions you have to make. And you're going to go on a little short trip in state. And Spirit is showing you having your heart's desire. I feel that there's victory that's coming to you where you're finally making a decision and crossing over a line, and then you're going to see everything falling into place for you. Don't feel foolish about the decisions you're making. Spirit says, listen to music and let things roll off your shoulders, because when opportunity is greeted with enthusiasm, success increases naturally. And Spirit says there's complete harmony and the oneness of the universe that's attracting love and romance, family, and acquaintances for you. And I feel that there's great wealth and prosperity around you. So be vigilant and receptive to receiving, because this is a golden treasure that's going to have more potential than meets the eye for you. And I feel this is a win-win situation for you as the doors are open. So God bless you. How wonderful.
Wow. That is
how wonderful.
Absolutely beautiful. I'm welling up with tears, and I thank you so much.
You're nice. Welcome. God bless you.
Now you know why you called in. You had to hear that. That's amazing.
Yep.
I love that.
There
you feeling
go.
Okay, honey? Everything else all right?
Yeah. It is. Thank you
Good.
So much, Mr. Jimmy. I appreciate you both.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate you listening to the show, honey.
Yeah, right on.
Yep.
Right on. Keep a listening.
Reach out anytime.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
We appreciate you, honey.
314, Georgia is next. Must be true. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you doing, honey?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
Mm-hmm.
Busy, 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 but it's all good. So.
Right?
Yeah. Did you have a question for Reverend Debbie?
Just wondering if there's anything coming through I need to know about. And by the way, Jimmy, your love workshop was awesome, and I'm really looking forward to the next one.
Oh, good. We're glad you joined us for it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering. Spirit is showing you being pulled in two different directions. I feel like everything seems really slow moving around you right now, and you want to hurry and get there. And I feel that the restrictions are being put on yourself. And Spirit says there's expansion and abundance that's coming your way. And I feel that there's a lot of hard work around you. But they want you to listen to your psychic voice and go within. Because you're feeling very vulnerable, but I feel that there's wisdom and a windfall that is coming your way, and there's inner riches that are growing from psychological maturity, and it's going to bring a windfall of good fortune your way. Spirit's going, yeah, make up your own words, Debbie. I feel like there's wonderful new beginnings that are multiplying for you. And I feel this is going to be a really wonderful time. This retrograde has everyone hibernating, kind of being the hermit. Okay. And you're going to see when it's all said and done that this was a very good thing for you. As Spirit's opening new doorways for you, you're going to see that you have what you thought was out of your reach. And you're going to see that it's sitting right in front of you. So God bless you.
That.
How wonderful.
God bless you. That is totally
wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. They're
Love
saying
it.
To check your emotions.
Pardon me?
And I just see you facing whatever challenges come your way. And I feel then everything's going to fall into place for you.
Awesome.
Win-win for you.
Thank you.
The win-win.
Wow. That is so nice to hear.
Nice.
I needed to hear that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So many blessings to you, ma'am, my dear.
You too.
Well, thank
you. Appreciate you calling
thank
in,
you,
honey.
Thank you. You bet.
You
Love
bet.
You both.
Love you too. Thanks for listening to the show, honey. 434 is our next caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hi, Jimmy and Reverend Debbie. This is Leanne in Virginia.
Hey, Leanne. Hi. How are you tonight?
Hi. Well, pretty good. I have
good.
One. This is so interesting to me. Just listening to your voices has been so calming because I've been in a lot of pain lately. And I just had to say that just listening has you both are something. But my question is, because I have been 2020 has been interesting so far. I feel like I've been really physically challenged with health things one after another. But I've also been working on a lot of self. I don't know whether I'm having like healing responses in some of the work that I'm doing, both with Jimmy and doing some learning Qigong work. That is just bringing a lot of stuff up too fast, and it's healing responses, or if this is just a little season that I'm having some physical setbacks that I might need some help with. I'm wondering what you see in that, Debbie, Reverend Debbie, and Jimmy. I know I already have talked to you about some of the things I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
That are just seem to be moving slowly, but I guess my question is it healing response or am I having some health issues that you guys can help make that a little smoother as I just work through them. It seems like it's been a few years. So
okay.
This is just kind of funny that it's all hitting at once.
Well, Spirit is saying slow and steady wins the race.
Okay.
And they're showing the gift of strength and permanence in your life. Strength is going to grow through time, and it brings rewards of honesty. You're living up to your great expectations, Spirit says. And Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael are here. And they're saying there is a new path. And this is where you're sitting at the door karmically, where it's time for things to change. You don't do change very well. You like to know what to expect. You want it to stay the same. But then you're not even moving slow if it's staying the same. You're just sitting in one place, kind of treading water. And Spirit says you have a really good friend that's always there through thick and thin, and you should count your blessings. They're showing me an Aries around you, and I feel that there are new beginnings, and this is the greatest gift Spirit could ever give you. And as you step through this new pathway karmically, you're going to see an increase in prosperity, which is coming not just in a form of money. You're going to see that you have abundance and prosperity in all arenas of your life. Wow. And what a wonderful gift to receive.
Could that be a move?
Lucky you.
Because we've been thinking about moving, but then I've had so many little health bumps that I haven't focused on that move. When you're saying that change, could that be a move? Same town.
It can be
a different
everything.
Location.
You're changing everything, not just one thing. You know,
okay.
When the fruit falls to return to the earth, it's sweet and it's soft, and it will be for you as well. It's just like taking a peach off a tree, you know?
Hmm.
And Spirit is showing this magic around you. And it's funny tonight that they're showing me tree magic. I don't know. But Spirit says, you know, you're having to look at things in a new light. It's time to accept the change. And I feel as you do, I see you opening up your universal heart, and you're going to start nurturing your dreams. And I feel then you'll see the angels all around you as they greet you with the new dawn. Then you'll see everything coming full circle for you. So God bless you. How wonderful.
Nice. Thank you. That's beautiful.
You're welcome. How nice.
A lot going on there. Gosh.
Hold
so
on.
Whatever's going on. Yeah, whatever's going on with you, honey, I get that it's the second choice. Hell, I don't remember what it was now, but you were asking about, you know, which way is going on. I think it's a lot of things hitting all at one time. I'd also be hopeful that they're hitting all at one time and clearing out faster, too, that way. I think I'd almost rather have a bunch of things hitting right now and clear them out in the next 30 days than one hitting you every 30 days, if that makes sense.
That's what it's been like. It was like flu in January.
Yeah.
Now this knee thing, and now I've got some like fibroid cysts that are giving me a little heck. That's funny. Well,
The other thing, when you have traveling issues like that, like the ankle hurts one day and the knee the next, and then fibroids the next, it's always about indecision. You got a lot of indecision, perhaps, about where you're all going to move, what you're going to do, blah, blah, blah. So
wow,
you definitely want to fish in some, you know, discernment and direction in your life as opposed to indecision. So,
okay.
Make sense?
Yes, perfect sense.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. We'll hit it for you, that's for sure, tonight as well. So we'll see what comes up then. You want to stand up now, rock something out, go ahead.
All right.
Let's just do all pain and inflammation, because if you're going from, let's say, knee to, you know, having fibroids and all these other things and inflammation, leg stuff they're showing me and reminding me and all that, it's going to pull you forward when we find that file and all that pain and inflammation.
Yes, I'm.
There you go.
So far forward,
yeah.
I'm having to hold stuff up.
There you go. We're going to release it, resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle it all out now. Have her learn all the lessons she needed to from it, release her from the service to it, pull her straight back when you're done.
Okay, I'm still back.
Yeah. Yeah, and let that pull, 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 and bring you back to neutral once it's done, of course.
Okay, neutral.
Outstanding. So we'll see what happens now with that. And, you know, get your rest, too. My little acupuncturist friend always says during this winter time, if you want to watch a movie and eat two bowls of, you know, chicken lemon soup and lay on the couch for 4 hours, it's okay. Give yourself permission to do that. So just know
that. Well, I'm doing that, and I will work on this indecision thing. That's very,
very I just tell you what comes through. Yeah. And pray for and instead of work on discernment and direction in your life. In other words, decision-making ability. And like instead of pondering everything forever, just sometimes you got to pick stuff and run with it. So if they're just immediately staying to, it's almost like you can't do any wrong. And what Reverend Debbie came up with too is it's all good. So you'll see.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what's hard because it's that feeling of, you know, that it is either way is good. And that is so hard for me because I want to know maybe what is best. So this has been helpful that it's all good and I just need to make my mind up.
I agree. 100%, honey. So, we'll be here to help you. And email me anytime too. You know that. So, okay.
I appreciate that. Love you both. Thank you so much.
Love you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. You're most welcome. Gosh. Fabulous. 201's our next caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Isabel from New Jersey. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you, honey?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
I'd like to ask Reverend Debbie if there's a message for me tonight.
Okay. Yes, there is. let's see. Spirit is saying be free, and I see you taking a leap of faith. And Spirit is saying, as you're embracing the change, there's a new door that's opening up for you. And I just see your cup overflowing. And you're taking authority and you're doing what you have to do, because that's who you are. And you seem scattered because you're trying to go in too many directions at once. Spirit is saying, whatever you start, make sure you finish it. Tie up all the loose ends, okay? Because I see your wishes being granted, and you're very self-sufficient. And they're showing me the marriage card, where there's a lot of positive changes here for you, and you're standing on your own two feet and accepting the grace of Spirit. And as you embrace this change in your life, Spirit says it's going to be a win-win situation for you. They want you to reflect on the message from heaven, a message of wisdom. And I feel that you're restoring the peace and the faith and the hope and the love and harmony within yourself as Spirit is guiding you. And this is going to be a win-win situation for you, and towards the end of March, everything is going to make more sense. They're showing me freedom, freedom, freedom. Something's being torn up, spread to the wind, going away, and new doors opening for you. So hooray for you. How wonderful. So God bless you.
Thank you so much, Reverend Debbie. I
you
appreciate
deserve it.
Jimmy, if I may ask you I'm feeling a quite anxious about something that might occur tomorrow. Could we do a release, please? I don't want to take too much time.
Yeah, stand up. Stand up.
I am.
We'll just think about tomorrow and the anxiety that brings. It's going to pull you forward when we find the file. when you find that, pull forward. Just let us know.
I'm forward.
Good. And we're going to release it, resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle it all out now. Have her learn all the lessons she needed to from it. Release her from the service to it. Pull her straight back when you're done.
I'm back.
There you go. So we'll see what happens now. We'll ask that everything changes in effect to be in your favor, too. I'm just fishing that in for you right now. You're on prayer, so we'll be working on it.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Jimmy. And Reverend Debbie,
yeah.
Please include me in your prayer.
You're so welcome.
You bet.
Thank you both.
Keep us posted, honey. Thanks for listening to the show. Call in any time. Gosh.
Thank you so much.
Flying by. Yeah, it's flying by, Reverend Debbie. Tell folks how to get a hold of you, honey. It always does. We just laugh.
It does. My phone number is 727-433-3896 or on Facebook, Wings of Grace Spiritual Center Church. And I also have a website, spiritualdeb@gmail.com. And I'm always here with Jimmy Mack at the end of the month, and I'm also on the show on Thursdays at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, 12 noon, same phone number, folks.
Yep.
So join her this Thursday, 12 noon, so that's awesome. 727 is our next caller. Hey, we recognize that area code. What's up, 727?
Sure. Hi, this is Emily in Seminole.
How are you, Emily?
I'm doing okay. I hope you both are well.
Yes, you bet. Thanks for asking, honey.
Yes. Reverend Deb, I haven't seen you in a while. I've been super busy. My mother's house has sold, is getting ready to close. And anyway, I just want to know if you have a message for me from spirit.
Certainly. This is a really big move for you, and it's not an easy one. And know that you've been very responsible and you've done everything the right way, okay? And they're showing prosperity. Excuse me, and I also feel you have a sadness about selling the house. And I think that's always natural. Even when we know it's time for us to move in a new direction, it's not always easy. But you're going to see that there's a new balance in your life. And I feel that you're going to take responsibility and do what you need to do. And Spirit says, you keep talking and talking about what you're doing. And they're saying, great ideas, quit talking about it and get doing it. Okay, there's a new path, new opportunities, and they're saying this feeling of lack, is just a lot of emotional upset that you're dealing with all the changes that are coming so quickly in your life. And I feel it's going to be a win-win situation before it's all said and done. And you're usually a very positive thinker, but I feel that your emotions are taking you over. You understand?
Yes, I do.
And that's natural. It's natural. You know, it's very natural that that would happen. But I feel there's harmony being brought to you. And I also feel your loved ones here in spirit with you. And they're very proud of everything you've been doing and the support.
Sometimes it doesn't feel like it's enough, but you can only do so much.
They're saying to cherish your innocence and to honor life cycle. And I just see this new light of enlightenment around you and that you're seeking that enlightenment. And I feel that you're being blessed. And I feel that you're going to rise above all this crazy making stuff that you've been having to go through. And it is going to get better. in spite of yourself. There's new doors that are going to be wonderful for you as you embrace the change. You're going to see that it is time to let go, let things fly to the wind as Spirit opens your heart. And it will get easier for you, okay?
Yeah. What about, do you see anything about my, like my career path or my jobs?
I feel that it's blowing in the wind. It's like a tumbleweed, okay? And Spirit's going to put it together for you. You've already done everything you were supposed to.
Uh-huh.
And I feel that Spirit's opening new jobs for you. There's something that's hidden that hasn't been shown to you yet, but they're showing me legal contracts, new agreements. And you're not mm-hmm. happy where you've been for a while, and I mm-hmm. feel that it is time for a change. And in the next 2 weeks, you're going to hear all about it. So I never like to start a new job when Mercury's retrograde because everyone
right.
you work with, they don't hear you. They don't know you. They don't understand the real you. You know what
right.
I mean? But I feel that Spirit's been keeping you busy with everything else so that you can get through this and then step into the sunshine. So God bless you.
I'm ready.
How wonderful.
Okay.
How wonderful.
And then
so happy for you.
Thank you.
Keep us posted, honey. Thanks for calling in tonight. 508 is our next caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hi. 508. You're
okay.
on live.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. How are you? We can hear
you.
You're unmuted. 508, you're on live.
You didn't want
this
to
is Mercury retrograde.
She wanted to listen.
I think so. That's okay.
Oh, you weren't
we'll
talking to me.
Yes, we are.
Oh, my God. I was just listening. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well,
gracious.
That's okay.
Goodness. Oh, how embarrassing. Oh, my God. I've said they
no
can't
worries.
Be talking about me. Oh, dear.
Oh, but we are. That's okay.
Oh,
did you have a question, honey?
Well, no, I didn't. Any messages, I guess, for me or anything that you can see?
What is your name?
My name is Karen.
Hi, Karen. And where do you live?
Hi. I live on Cape Cod, but I'm in Florida right
oh.
now.
Oh, how
oh,
wonderful.
I'm sorry. I messed you up there. I
No?
No worries.
You're not messed up. You are.
Well, I've never been on a call before either, so it's, yeah. So,
great.
My
so we
first
get
time.
To initiate you.
Yes.
How wonderful
yes,
to share
yeah.
your energy.
Oh, well, it's so nice.
Well, they're telling me from
you.
Darkness everything goes to light, and I see you very happy, happy, happy. And Spirit
oh.
says you're in much need of rest. And I feel there's a lot of big surprises coming your way, and you don't like surprises. You like to know what to expect. But I see you doing this and this and this, like five different things at once. You're jumping back and forth, and Spirit says, finish each thing. It's like everything is incomplete because you're jumping back and forth. You understand? And
yes, I
feel like sometimes you're too critical of yourself, and they're showing me a new doorway. I feel this is your destiny, and you're going to see toward the end of March that it's time to let go of the past and let go of the disappointment or anger or any resentment that you have towards anyone. because there's this big wall up that's not going to let you move forward. I feel like you're going through a lot of major changes, and it's going to be a win-win for you as you get through this. And Spirit says, seek within yourself, because Spirit is opening up new doorways. And I feel as you tap into your faith, you're going to see everything clearly. You're going to see how Spirit is putting it together for you. Okay. And there's a grandmother here with you that is very proud of how far you have come. And she says, you're in Florida so that you can heal. And I feel that you're in the middle of this healing vortex so that things can come together for you. So God bless you. How wonderful.
Oh, that is wonderful. And part of the doorway is speaking with you and getting through to you when I didn't even know I was trying.
And us getting through to you when you didn't even know that we didn't know.
Right. Oh, love it. How wonderful. I love it.
Oh, how nice. I love it too. God bless you.
We're glad you got through, honey. You keep us posted. Thanks for calling in and listening to the show.
Thank you for answering. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good night, honey. 310, you're on live. 310. Hi. You're our next caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. My name is Maria.
Hi, Maria. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
All right. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Reverend Debbie?
Oh, yes. I'm looking for employment, and I'm kind of returning back to work after a long period. And
you're not happy about it. I feel that you're still going through a healing process, and I see you working and gaining, and it's kind of like being on a roller coaster ride where everything's wonderful, and it's up, and then it's down, and then it's up, and then it's down. I feel like there's a lot of fear and worry that you're letting go of as you're moving forward, and there's spiritual blessings that are being brought to you. And enlightenment, and Spirit is showing an increase. They said it's time to know your value. And, you know, where is your receiving basket? Okay, it's just like when you go to the grocery store and they say, oh, can I help you take your groceries out? And you go, no. You're going to do everything yourself. That's your receiving basket, the universe. You need to let these people help you take your groceries to the car. That's receiving. Okay? You understand? Hello?
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 Oh, I said, where are these people? Hello?
Did you hear what I said?
You said receiving basket?
Yeah. You know, it's like when someone tries to give you something, you go, oh, no. Spirit's wanting you to be open to receive. So
yes.
Just like when you go to the grocery store and they want to take your groceries to the car and you say, no, I got it. That isn't receiving. You need to let them take your groceries and put them in the car for you.
Okay.
And Spirit is saying when all these simple little things happen in your life, simple little things turn into big things. And they're wanting you to be open to receive, because I feel that there's a wonderful gift of enlightenment that is going to open all the doorways to make everything manifest in your life. And I feel that it's a time of change. And I feel that this healing process is helping you to tap into your spiritual self to be open to the blessings. So God bless you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
I see generosity all around you, and I also see happiness. And it's just time to let go and let God in your life, and you're going to see great new doorways and probably even a new job opportunity that will be coming to you very soon. So God bless you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yes, thank you so much. And Jimmy, thank you. I think you know why. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. Sure. Hey, we're glad you called in, honey. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
You bet. Have a great night. You too. Thanks for listening to the show, honey. 985 Virginia, you're on live.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, honey. How are you?
I'm good. This is Virginia in Louisiana.
You bet. I know you. I can pick up on your voice.
Oh, okay, good.
Hey, it's Reverend. All good. Did you have a question for Reverend Debbie, honey?
Yes. I would like to get a message from Spirit to lead me to whatever I'm not doing right with health-wise. I've had several health problems for the last 4 years or more, and I just can't make any progress with it. I have the tinnitus in my left ear and the pulsing and so many blocked lymph glands up in my chest area and in my neck, on both sides. And I've tried many different things, but I don't know what I'm doing wrong or what I need to do right.
You're not doing anything wrong. Sometimes the process is walking through these things, okay? And I just feel that this is a karmic thing that you're going through, a healing process. And Spirit says, as you continue to move forward, it's going to get easier and easier for you, and it won't feel like such a burden, okay? And Spirit's opening new doorways, new opportunities for you. And I feel that you're going through a really big healing process here. And Spirit says you can have your heart's desire. You're not limited. You might feel limited, but you're not limited. And I feel that you're very fixable and you're coming out the other end of the tunnel whole and well.
Oh, that sounds great.
Whole and well. And they're showing kindness and friendship with you and justice. I feel there's gratitude also here that's helping you to find your way. So just keep moving forward. You're going in the right direction. And I feel that the angels are helping you. Archangel Michael has been with you for a very long time. And there's a grandmother that's watching over you, and she's really proud of how far you have come. And she says, let go, let God. And it's not what you have to do to change it. It's that the angels, the healing angels, are helping you to make these changes, positive changes in your life. So God bless you.
Oh, thank you.
God bless you. You're very welcome.
Hey, that's encouraging, honey. Yeah.
Yes.
Babies are all good, all that?
Yes, the babies are growing and gaining a little weight, so they're doing wonderfully. It's exciting.
Oh, that's good.
They're still in NICU, but they'll be there for a while. But thank you for
asking. Of course.
Thank you.
Well, you know we're working on them. It's all good. And your daughter, too. So keep us posted. You really show up for a chiropractor if you can find one in your neck of the woods there that uses an activator, clicker, applied kinesiology, muscle testing. If you were in Pinellas County, I'd know who to take you to. Chiropractic originated from one of the doctors who later became and founded it, and he approached the janitor in the little elementary school, and the janitor hadn't been able to hear his whole life. He could barely hear. and all he did was crack his neck and back, and all his hearing was restored. So they're telling me that for a reason for you, right? And that's going to go a long way to help the tinnitus and the pulsing and everything else. You've got something off there in the neck, even high up into the atlas. And so definitely want to find a chiropractor there locally, honey. It'll snap and crack everything. And I think that's going to help you out a lot. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
We're going to hit it in prayers tonight for you, too, of course.
Okay. All right. And thank you so much for the daily prayers. And thank you for
you
the
bet.
I've been enjoying
it. Yeah, we're happy that you're doing okay, honey.
Yeah. And thank you for making the monthly call so affordable for
people. Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, we're going to have a money one coming up. That's for sure. And we appreciate y'all being on it and everybody that submits their requests. It makes it awesome and powerful. So I love it. So thank you for saying that. Yeah.
All right.
It's awesome.
All right.
Have a good night, honey. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Reverend Debbie.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
7720. Scotty, you're on live. How are you, buddy?
Well, Brother Jimmy and Reverend Deb, it's so good to be on with everybody. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
What's happening?
Hey. I'm just moving and grooving.
Good. Did you have a question for Reverend Debbie?
Yeah, Reverend Deb, what spirit name tonight?
What spirit's name tonight?
No, what is anything from spirit this evening?
Oh, okay. All right.
This is Scotty from Colorado. Okay.
Well, as I open the door to spirit, there's a grandfather here putting a hat on. As if he served in the military. And he's showing a lot of major changes in your life. And he says, don't look at where you've been. Look at where you're going. He said, things might not be coming together as quickly as you want. And he says, but that's a good thing because everything isn't together yet. And I feel that there is expansion and abundance in your life. And this is a destiny that Spirit's helping to put together for you. And I feel you're going through a lot of major changes. But I feel when it's all said and done, you're going to be very happy with the outcome that comes your way. And I feel this grandfather is helping you from the world of Spirit to bring it all together. So how wonderful is that?
Yeah, I think last time I talked to you, same thing. I had that grandfather.
Yeah, he's really strong around you.
And both of them wore a hat. I know that, but one was in the military. He was in two. And then my other grandpa, he always had one of those top hats on.
Oh, cool. Well, he's saying your devotion to the divine laws of good links, you're in a really strong protection of heavenly justice, he says. And I'm just seeing protection around you as they're helping you to move forward on your journey.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they're very proud of how far you have come. So God bless you. How wonderful.
That's very awesome. Cool.
That is.
Makes me sound like I'm on the right path here anyway.
Yes, you are.
God bless you. Thank you. And I am so excited for that one program you got coming up.
Yeah, we got a lot of cool stuff coming up. So it's all good.
Do. And I know who's on my tithing list for sure.
That's a fact. Thank you. That's cute and funny. Thank you. Yeah. I had one girl, she won lotto, I think it was $8,000. And I said, well, don't forget to tithe. She said, I already did. And I thought, well, I never saw $800 come through my account, so I don't know who she's talking about. But it was cute and funny, you know. So appreciate you calling in, buddy. We got a lot of good stuff coming up. So definitely be doing a money and luck call around St. Patty's Day time. So that'll be a Zoom call, of course. And we got Windfall ready to drop this next month. And Reverend Debbie even had mentioned Windfall a bunch, you know, as far as the wording. And so how awesome is that? Have an audio MP3. It's all about windfall of money. So there you go. Keep us posted, buddy.
Each other. I will be there.
Yeah. All thanks right. for calling Bye. In. Have a great
Thank
night.
You.
All right, pal.
Well.
Bye for now. Oh, my gosh, Reverend Debbie, it flew by. Always feels like 10 minutes with you.
Can't believe it. I know.
I love
That's
it.
Crazy.
I love it. Tell folks how to get a hold of you, honey.
Well, you can call 727-433-3896, or I'm on Facebook at Wings of Grace Spiritual Center Church, or spiritualdeb@gmail.com. And thank you
Perfect.
Very much, Jimmy.
Oh, you're welcome. We appreciate you. You always bring it. And folks, you'll want to tune into our show 12 noon Thursday coming up. Call in on the same number if you want a message from Spirit then as well. So thanks, everybody, and appreciate everybody tuning in. Join us here each Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, and we'll bring it live again. So thanks, everyone. Want to wish everybody the rest of your life will be the best of your life, and remember to make progress every day. Bye for now.
Jimmy Mack is a renowned medical intuitive and spiritual life coach who, after a near-death experience, was divinely shown a simpler way to create healing and profound changes, now known as My Liquid Fish, Change Made Simple. Host of talk radio show called The Jimmy Mack Healing Show. Jimmy works worldwide with clients in person, on the phone, and over Skype, accessing energetic powers and co-creating changes that you actually feel. Visit www.jimmymackhealing.com.
Become a Goldilocks Productions VIP patron.
Receive exclusive access to live stream special and other epic perks. Join the Goldilocks Productions VIP community today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.